everyone. This is Mina and Serena in Talazan, and we are doing a podcast project on international students who are studying here in America.
I always had a curious about American culture, and also I wanted to learn English and different cultures. That's why I came to the United States.
Jessica, how long have you been here so far?
This is my third year now, but before coming here, I'd only ever actually been to America once, which was again for a tennis tournament, so really it was my first time ever. So yeah, 3 years ago now. Well, because I've been limited with what I'd experienced before, with not knowing many American friends in England too, I expected them to be loud, and girls to be quite, let's say, girly, and that was primarily from like watching films and things. But otherwise, I experienced, you know, from hearing from my friends that maybe they were going to be very outgoing and things, but that was about it.
You know, they're friendly, and I've always watched, like, they eat hamburgers and they're big and the supermarket is huge, so I didn't surprise anything like that.
Okay, and would you say so far you're having a pretty okay time or easy time fitting in with this whole American culture, or are you having difficulties?
Definitely when I first came, I felt how different it was with the way that people communicated with each other. From being like in England and spent a lot of time in the rest of Europe, I felt like people communicate and it's very sincere and they want to hear what you have to say, and their eye contact and things. And definitely when I first came to America, I was like, oh, people seem really friendly, you know, like, hi, how are you? But that was kind of like, that's a form of saying hi, and they just carry on walking, and I was turning around to reply. So definitely at first I had to get used to that they may be friendly, but it's not necessarily sincere.
I think that what we've found in the theatre department especially is everyone's just been so open and, you know, welcomes us in. And I mean, we have so many friends in such a short space of time. Everyone's so friendly. And prior to coming here, everyone that had gone to America and done the exchange program said, oh, when you go over to America, they don't really want to be a friend because they've already got their own cliques and all that. And they said, you know, it's really hard. You have to go up and approach them and be like, hi, I'm Emma, and yeah, I'm from Australia and all that. The only thing we had going for us is that they said that Americans love Australians. So it was like, oh, they'll love you because you're a novelty and all that. But I've just found it that, you know, everyone's just been so nice and they've let us in.
What are some of specific personal things in your life that you struggled with or you found difficult getting adjusted to being a student here and living here in America?
I think I have many to say, but basically the huge thing is the language. I still feel very uncomfortable to speak English even though I live here long, and I feel more comfortable to speaking in Japanese. So I think the language is the most the biggest thing. And also the time, the conception of time is kind of different because Japanese culture is very strict about time, but here people are kind of loose compared to Japanese culture. So I think the time and language are the difference.
I was born and raised on Guam, so one time while living in the U.S., I was talking to a roommate of mine, and somewhere along our conversation, I asked her, whose zone is this? And she was like, wait, what? And I repeated my question, whose zone is this? She didn't understand me and finally concluded that I was trying to say, whose is this? I still can't even say it. I told her yes, but another way to say it correctly is, whose zone is this?
The worst thing, I guess, from being here is when you have an accent and you're just talking, after a while people get bored and just won't take you seriously, you know, or just get over it and just leave or whatever. And sometimes you just don't know the words, so it kind of sucks.
And the other thing is sometimes just being naive to the fact. Like, I mean, it's okay if, I mean, sometimes they'll say to me, are you from England? And I'm like, if you came to Australia, we'd know your accent pretty much off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, where you're from, we can pick it. Because I think back in Australia, it's really diverse here, but I think it's a lot of closed-mindedness here culturally.
No, I feel that exactly. When I tell people I'm from Guam, they think I'm from the Caribbean or South America, which is on the other side of where I'm actually from.
Yeah, they've got no idea where
they didn't even think, oh my god, you speak English so well?
Yeah.
Like, I'm born with English, of course I speak it so well. But you know, it's just, you're right, the US, they're just closed in. A lot of them don't care about being aware about everything else because they think they have everything.
The culture shock, I've experienced a lot. I didn't surprised or anything, but I don't know, I had a culture shock. So many things I can't really come up. Maybe American people are so lazy, I can say. I don't know. At the customer service, Japanese people are very quickly and we don't wait on a line. But in America, especially, I don't know, DMV or hospital bank, we have to wait so long. One time I went to emergency room, but I waited for 6 hours at the emergency room and it's not emergency at all. So I was kind of surprised because they're so slow to do some kind of work. I'm not saying that all Americans are lazy, but I experienced that kind of thing and I'm kind of surprised.
Definitely I experienced culture shock when I first came, as I said, with how, like I said, hi to people, you know, thinking people were actually wanting to stop and talk and they were just going by. But actually when I started seeing a guy, there was definitely a culture shock that I saw there, that, you know, I would try to talk about things and people didn't necessarily have an idea about, you know, my culture because it's so different and so far away. I find that Americans are so patriotic and really care about their country that sometimes they don't open their eyes to other countries, and that's not necessarily bad because I feel in the sports perspective that they're so passionate and so driven to, you know, play well for their sport that they have that drive, whereas England are, you know, just a bit more wishy-washy, I would say, and aren't as, you know, proud of their country. I don't know why, but they're just not. So definitely there was some culture shock when I started like trying to have more relationships because it's just different background.
How was it easy for you to adapt?
It was a little bit hard
because
I've never lived in another country before, another experienced another culture by living there. Plus, I didn't know a lot of English either.
Yeah, no,
and it was really hard to adapt because I wasn't really prepared as I thought I was.
Yeah.
It took a few months to get used to the culture.
I haven't been culture shocked at all, but however, we had a party on Saturday night and it was pants off at 1 a.m. and I thought people were joking, but people actually really did it and all clothes came off and people were just in their underwear and their, like, their bras and undies
and
just sweaty dancing, and I was like, is this seriously happening? That was my culture shock, that everyone actually went through with it and was just naked, just dancing around.
Are there things that you will miss about our American culture when you return back home?
Yes, maybe it's Californian culture, but we can eat good foods like Mexican foods or Thai food, Chinese, French, almost every foods from each culture, each country.
One thing I'll miss is about the food, not necessarily the fast food, but actually the choices you get when you go into a restaurant. I miss the Mexican choices and being able to have like a salad, soup and things, which I know sounds silly, but definitely at home, if you want to have a salad, if you want to have bread, you have to pay extra.
Here people are able to like wear whatever they want, you know, like dress up and nobody's going to judge you. In Peru, you just can't like go out like feeling dressing up like nothing, you know? It has to match. There's certain like stereotypes that you have to follow, you know? Like, there's nobody's gonna have pink hair.
But I miss definitely people being so friendly and seeming that they're upbeat even if they're not. Because definitely in England, people, if it's gloomy weather, people have got gloomy faces.
Do you think that when you return back home, that you will have a difficult time with adjusting back to your everyday lifestyle?
I think I have more of a difficult time because of the age I'm at, and that my friends have been to university in England and I've been to university in, you know, America. So if anything, that would be the main thing. But definitely some phrases or words that I've picked up from America, like my bad and things, people at home don't have a clue what that is. And I do find sometimes I say things and they're kind of like, I'm not quite sure what she's referring to now. So there's a little bit of that. And definitely... I've just been learning a lot about the history of America and the government, and I think I, you know, are going to find it hard to make sure that I remember that's nothing to do with my government. So just a couple of things that, because I've been learning education here, I've got to remember that, you know, it is a totally different history back at home.
Yes, of course, that's what I'm worried about right now. I'll go back to Japan in January pretty soon, and I worry about it so much. I don't know, I think I'm Americanized since I come here, even if I don't know this. So I don't know, I speak English and Japanese kind of mixture, English-Japanese, so I don't know how to talk like officially Japanese right now, and I think my mind is more Americanized, so it's gonna be really hard to readapt to American, Japanese culture. See, I said American culture, but yes, Japanese culture.
Do you have any advice for other international students coming to study in the US?
Personally, say to just be open, because I feel that I've really benefited from being here in America.
Yes, study abroad is definitely a big opportunity to grow up or learn about other cultures and expand your horizon. So just be open-minded to everything.
Go home, I know that I enjoy certain things more because I realise, well, actually this isn't everywhere else, and so it's definitely helped me realise what I do have at home, and I just feel that I, you know, can learn from both. So I'd just say to come here and, you know, experience it all, and then you can pick and choose what you like and not like.
And that concludes our interviews on international students done by Mariko, Nobuharu and Jessica. Through this project, we learned similarities and differences between their own culture and our culture. By listening to different cultures, we found out how important it is to relate to each other by finding similarities within each other.